Now we'll go to the regular agenda, item 980.
Authorize an intergovernmental agreement with TriMet for transit police services.
Assistant Chief Modica is here, I believe. Good morning. Good morning. Tell us about how this agreement works and what's ahead.
Certainly. This was originally scheduled for June, but we asked for an extension, which we were granted, so that we could focus in on specific language, providing selection criteria for
that
the
microphone a little closer to you.
For the management of the policing. So in the city of Portland and with TriMet, Portland Police Bureau is an umbrella agency that provides law enforcement services for the transit system. That's bus and rail platforms, bus stops. This ordinance covers for 5 years of those services. It's the prime agreement. There are 18 other agencies that participate in transit policing with us. And there's a revenue value total for the contract with TriMet of little over $30 million.
So TriMet actually contracts with each of them as well?
That's correct.
With each of those other jurisdictions, and so they basically accumulate a police force by contracting with multiple cities and sheriff's offices, right?
That's correct. It's considered best practice in the nation is to have a multi-agency task force model. We're the umbrella for that, so we provide the logistical support, bricks and mortar, and supervision.
And then in terms of, you know, we've heard questions from citizens about how these folks are deployed, how they spend their time, what they're focusing on. How is that determined? What the police work is? Is that totally under TriMet's control? Is that a collaborative process? How do you and the leadership of our bureau interface with the leadership of TriMet to say, well, we should be spending our time on this, not on that?
I would like to describe it as collaborative. We really emphasize time on the line, so that's on the bus lines as well as the MAX lines. And ultimately, we use some data to help drive our deployment, and we listen to the customers, right? And if the customers are identifying and the citizens are identifying particular issues, we'll revisit those areas. I mean, it's a very large system. There are five rail lines and 80 bus lines. MAX alone is 60 miles. We cover three counties and over 19 cities. And we do that with 68 officers and supervisors from multiple agencies. But we are always open to being flexible on how we deploy.
And then the other question we've heard a lot is, and maybe you can give us sort of a rough proportionality, how much time and effort is spent on fare enforcement versus more classic, you know, rider safety issues?
I think percentage-wise, it's probably 30-60. You know, fare is fare. People really should be paying their fare to ride on the line. I think what many people don't recognize is that TriMet also has fare inspectors. So if you encounter somebody in a uniform on the system that's asking you about your fare, it's not necessarily a transit police officer, although we do that. But our officers are also equipped with courtesy tickets and or warnings. You know, we really try to emphasize a safe, clean, respectful experience on the system. There are chronic issues, as we all know, on the transportation system, but those are also national issues as well. You know, people seeking shelter and those that may have some addiction problems that seek space at the platforms or the bus stops, that type of thing.
Thank you. Other questions for Assistant Chief Modica?
Well, so 30% of the time is spent on fare enforcement. And Mayor, as police commissioner, going after folks who are stealing a $2.50 ride doesn't necessarily seem like a good use of our scarce police officers' time. You know, we know that our police officers, we have fewer per capita than many big cities our size. I would much rather the officers
Well, sorry.
Siri. This is what we have to deal with the media. So, Commissioner Fritz, would you go back to
I don't know what's wrong with Siri. We all understood you.
I have my Siri
has
set
a problem
up
with your
an
comments.
English
Let's
accent,
go back to the beginning
so.
On this.
Commissioner, can I say that I certainly appreciate your perspective. I also ask for people to understand that it's a multi-agency task force. So it's not just Portland police officers. And, in fact, it's the chronic issues and the safety issues and then just presence. Time and presence. I think that what we've experienced many times is those without fare are those that also have other presenting issues. And when we say fare enforcement, there's a large span of what that really means, to include, as I said, either courtesy tickets or warnings or sometimes a citation, but that is also something that can be mitigated. We do recognize that it's a low-level offense. It does inject people into the system, and especially with regard to our young community, our kiddo community, we endeavor to do everything to not inject them into the system. But certainly all of our time cannot be spent on just fare inspection or enforcement. There are park and ride lots, and then there are other issues along with such a large transportation system. We consider very safe nationally as a transportation system.
It sounds like you're using fare inspection almost like a pretext stop to then go after folks for other issues, and maybe those are low-level offenses also. I'd like to get the data on how many of your fare inspections do result in catching serious offenders. I'd also more like a discussion of, with the amount of money that we're spending for 30% of these officers' time on fare inspection, if we were to use that to help subsidize TriMet so that we had a fareless system, would that be more cost-effective? We know we're currently giving TriMet over $900,000 for students in the Portland Public School District to ride the buses free. You know, you mentioned the issue with young offenders. If all young people got to ride the transit system for free, maybe they could get to their job interviews and their activities, such as the ones that you set up this summer for the teen programs at the community centers. We have a big problem in East Portland right now that because their schools don't get the free bus pass, they can't get to Montevilla Teen Center because they don't have fares. So if those folks are riding the MAX and then walking all the way along 82nd to get to Montevilla, wouldn't it be better, instead of spending the money on the police officer's time, to subsidize TriMet?
Commissioner, I have to say, I don't know what the number is, but I think that making TriMet a fareless system is going to cost many, many times $900,000.
Well, maybe we could make it fareless for anybody with a school ID for under 18.
Share that goal.
But I am very troubled by our police officers being involved with fare inspectors. The fare inspectors, when they're on the buses or by themselves, come along and ask, may I see your ticket? Well, I've been on the MAX twice at the Rose Center where there were officers, both fare inspectors and police officers, rushing onto the train, obviously targeting folks who may appear to be young or homeless. And frankly, it was a very frightening experience. I don't think that's a good way for us to get trust in our police officers when that's happening on our public transportation.
Well, I certainly understand that, Commissioner, and hopefully I haven't kicked the can down the road for you, but, you know, that 30% is spread out over three counties and 18 cities, and really it's just a part of what we do. We really, as a police force, focus on crime and criminal activity, but also keeping the system safe and preferably enjoyable way to commute. Part of our work is to ask if you have fare. I think one of the things that we'll experience is with the updates to TriMet system for fare payment with tap cards and digital payment and so forth, there'll be less fare evasion. But that is part of the burden that we do share in keeping the system safe. I do recognize that there's been comments and observations about how the work is done, how the officers focus, where do they start. I mean, it's very simply just paying attention to the community's needs and concerns, which we do every day. We're obviously in a position where improvement is always sought, but I will say this, that the efforts that TriMet has made to provide fair for students that are enrolled in our schools has just been tremendous. So certainly appreciate your comments. And we do have a certified crime analyst on board with our division. So data is forthcoming so that we can look at other issues that may be impacting how we provide public safety on the TriMet system.
So you and I have had this conversation before, and I've had the conversation with Chief O'Day, and I continue to get, no, we're going to continue doing this level of fair enforcement. Mayor, as the police commissioner, do we really want to have our police officers enforcing over $2.50
fares? I know, I hear the concern, and I've heard it, and I share the worry that we have too much of our effort going into that particular need. I have a great deal of respect for Assistant Chief Modica and his ability to balance the use of fair enforcement as a way to keep it safe and fair for everybody and not simply be chasing people around for money.
Absolutely.
But I think both he and I and the chief have heard this concern, and I share it. Now, we, again, have a contractual relationship with TriMet here. They want us to do certain things. They don't call the tune, as that's why I asked him the question. It's a collaborative process. So we get to go to the table and say, here's what we're hearing from our constituents. Here are the issues that we want to focus on. Here's how we think the priorities stack up, and have that understanding with TriMet. So that's why I wanted to air this today, because Assistant Chief Modica has heard this concern from you and from me and from others, it is heard and understood, and then the question is, again, how does he on a day-to-day basis strike that balance in terms of what people are doing when they're out on a platform or riding on a train or a bus?
I would like to see that in the contract. This is where we're reauthorizing the contract. So now is the time for us to be not just having the conversations, but to be getting it in writing.
So what would it look like?
I don't know. I just saw this when it came onto the council agenda on Friday.
If I can help you out here, deployment strategy really can be derived without delaying the contract any longer. We hear the concern, and quite frankly, if you ask the officers and the deputies assigned to the division, they would too echo what I'm saying, is that we really focus on crime interdiction and crime prevention. Fair inspection and fair enforcement is just a piece of that. And the 30% number is a estimate if you spread that out over the total system, over the total year. We're not hired as fair inspectors. We're hired as law enforcement officers that provide public safety for the transit system.
Sir, can I ask you just a procedural question? Because at some point, if Commissioner Fritz has a concern about language and wants to propose it, we may not have the votes to pass an emergency measure, in which case it would come back next week. This is listed as an emergency. Is there some reason that it has to be adopted today?
It was delayed in June.
I understand, but
yes.
It's already out of date.
And so the dates for the contract, this needs to be approved by the 30th of September. Have the contract meet the.
So that means I don't control the time here. We have to have a unanimous vote, but that means technically it could go to it next week with an amendment and still have an emergency clause on it and meet your timeline. Is that correct?
Yes.
So,
right.
We could, Mayor, I think it may be more fruitful to have that discussion so Commissioner Fritz gets the briefing she needs rather than to do it on the fly.
I'd appreciate that. Thank you. To see if we can put some language into the contract proposal.
All right. Well, let's
take. The intent would be to come back next week with language that we could, we would just set it over with the emergency clause, so that the intent is to put it to a vote next week.
Sure. Let's take testimony today, because there may be people here who want to speak on this item, and then Assistant Chief Modica and I will follow up with the council with some language that maybe clarifies what the rules of engagement are.
Right. And Chief Madiger, I do need to emphasize I have the utmost respect for you and for Chief O'Day and for all of your officers. This is a policy question that the council is engaged in, and this is the point where we get where the whole council gets to engage in the policy issue. So thank you for all of your service and for your leadership of this division.
We certainly appreciate your comments.
All right, thanks. All right, we'll see if there's anyone who wants to speak on this item.
We have two people, okay. Joe Walsh and Charles Johnson.
Come on up. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate
You're welcome.
It.
For the record, my name is Joe Walsh, and I represent Individuals for Justice. Commissioner Fritz asked a lot of the questions that we had. However, let me give you some anecdotal information. I ride the MAX all the time. I ride the buses. I ride the MAX trains. And one of the things that we see is police checking for fares. You know? And we have the same reaction. What is that? $70,000 cop checking for a $2 fare. And on my case, it's only $1.25. We don't like them doing it. They have guns. They scare people. I pass through Gateway all the time. TriMet has their own police department. Let them do it. Let them hire people to do it. They did it on the cheap. They built the damn thing on the cheap so they didn't have each station taking the tickets and verifying the tickets or somebody there taking the tickets. What they did was they said, okay, let's hire a bunch of cops. You have much more goodwill with this police department. This police department is under investigation by the Department of Justice. When are you going to realize that? There's no goodwill here, folks. You cannot believe this police officer when he comes and tells you that 30%, maybe 30, maybe 25, maybe 40. You don't know. You represent the people of this city. TriMet is supposed to be an independent entity. Am I wrong on that? My God, why do we have to bail them out? These guys got guns. They got mace. And they treat people at Gateway with authority, dictatorship. Got your fare? Oh, it's an hour over. Here's a ticket. He's got courtesy tickets. He's got, they give them out. How much? Good questions. How much? What percentage? When they make the contact with a little old lady or a little arrogant Irishman, do they give them a courtesy ticket? Or do they say, go to court. $200 it is. $200. And you want to take their word face value? My God, have you no shame? Could not do that. I could exclude it again.
Good morning.
Morning, Council. My name is Stephen Entwistle. I'm the founder of the Healing Man Sanctuary, and I'm also a whistleblower for the less fortunate. The $900,000 that is going for this enforcement aspect, we got to remember that we used to have a fareless square, and that the fareless square was a pretty good deal, and it helped a lot of people get around. My issue with the fareless square, the problem with that was it didn't expand. It should have expanded up to Washington Park so that people with disabilities and such can have a free ride up to the park, because that people that live on a fixed income, even $250, you know, or even you know, is not. It's too much, and students, people that need to get around, people need to make their meetings, people need to go to work, people need to go to school, people need to get around and do the things that they need to do. And any time that you get a subsidy for fare, that helps people get around. And it costs, and it actually lowers the cost, it lowers the crime rate down when people have transportation to get around and get the things done that they need to get done. And I commend Amanda Fritz for recognizing that fact, especially for the young folks and the folks that really need it bad. The subsidy should be there, and the reason it's not, I think, is quite obvious, quite frankly. And we should really take a hard look at the needs of the people that really need this transportation the most. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, Commissioner. Good morning, Commissioners. Maybe not.
It's working.
Thank you.
I think it is.
We got weird reverb going on in here. For the record, my name is Charles Johnson, and I have direct experience, as I mentioned. But the main thing that I think Commissioner Fritz has highlighted through her questions is we have this 29-page of information here. We have, because we live in a society that's obsessed with lawyers and litigation, we have vehicle information numbers from vans from 1987 in here, but we don't have any performance goals. We don't have any commitment from TriMet to give us information about how many times the MAX is delayed so that 4 or 8 police officers can block all the doors, hold the MAX in position, and come on and do a fare inspection. I think the city should use its authority to have some public review on whether this is really a way to accomplish the public policy goals of the greater Portland area. When the Fairless Square was taken away, we never really got Mr. McFarland continued to collect his big check as director of TriMet, but we never really got any public information about what was going on. There was some publicity about how they were going to reach out to TPI and help people in serious need, but I think that you could actually withhold this contract. You could just not partner with TriMet, and everything would be just fine. We do need police on there. When somebody snatches an iPhone or a purse or something like that, that's an issue for police involvement. But TriMet will run just fine without police. Actually, one of your armed security guards who comes here also works for G4S. TriMet can contract with G4S at a better rate. So actually, you don't need to approve this contract at all. It doesn't save lives. Chief Modica does good work, and I would rather he be relieved of these duties and be able to work on improving Portland police performance under the DOJ settlement. So I encourage you to think long and hard about whether this contract needs to happen at all. It doesn't even need to be. There are public policy issues where it might be useful to talk about getting some statistics and to try and influence things. But the best way you can influence this is just say, TriMet, G4S is enough for you. And when G4S workers need police, they can have a communication system that will get them there. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else want to speak on this item? Okay, so I will plan to continue this for a week, give the Bureau a chance to follow up with you, Commissioner, anyone else on the Council that wants additional information. We'll bring it back next week. Thank you.